Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
All right, a good Friday afternoon, everybody. Even though the rain is a fallen and has been for a while, it's a soggy one out there, so please be careful. Please don't drive like a maniac. Please take an extra step or two to keep yourself safe and to keep everybody else, more importantly, safe. If you don't value yourself, please value others. Over the next 3 hours, Metal Chris and I will take you through the world of sports, and we will react to some of the big interviews that have already happened. As you know, we don't do a lot of interviews. We do some. It's just not a big part of the show. That's okay. That's fine. But we're always happy to highlight and shine the light on some of the other shows that have big guests. It's been already a big Friday on the Team 980, starting with the Junks, who had Will Dawkins on earlier this morning, and then Mark Ine as well, and then Kevin Sheehan had Will Dawkins on, as you just may have heard, on a little re-rack as well, and Brad Underwood, the Illinois head coach, was on with Craig yesterday afternoon. So we're here to react to it all, and we'll get into the Wizards and who they selected in the second round and what it all means and where they might be heading in free agency. We'll probably do that in the 2 o'clock hour. We will have a little bit of time to talk about the Nationals, who start an interesting three-game series tonight in Anaheim after a day off against the suddenly resurgent Anaheim Angels, or the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim. But we start here with this. We spent, pretty much the entire 3 o'clock hour on it yesterday, so we'll continue kind of along in that vein. And you will hear from Mark Ine in a little while, okay, as soon as Metal has a chance to turn that around. But Ine was on again with the Junkies this morning, right here on the Team 980, to promote both the Mubadala City Open and as well to talk about RFK Stadium. So I want to let his words speak for him and not get too far into the woods. But as you know, we spent yesterday, again, in the 3 o'clock hour, breaking down the Post, who did a profile of where all the D.C. City Council members are. And I talked about it, got a lot of reaction to it via tweets and stuff that I saw after the show. So I wanted to make sure that we circle kind of the wagons and just reemphasize our thoughts and reemphasize where we are at in this. And that is, for those of you that hate fence straddlers, you're probably not going to like my situation and my thoughts. And that is this. I am all for the RFK project going through. I am all for it. I believe stadiums, even football stadiums, because this isn't just a football stadium, revitalize neighborhoods, spur all sorts of economic development, job growth, and more importantly, economic development and stimulus, right? I am absolutely convinced of that. I don't care about any of these nerdonomic economics people that just sit there and crunch a couple of numbers that are convenient to them and don't talk about any of the surrounding impact of what a stadium, what an arena, what a brand new entertainment complex does for the entire neighborhood, for the entire district, for the entire area. Okay? So if you're looking for somebody that just believes everything that they read and everything that they're told to read and takes it and has it shoved down their throat, that's not this show. That's not this show. We think a little bit independently. So my guy Chris in Maryland, I forgot what town he calls from, but he knows. Not Chris in Damascus, but another Chris. And he's a little bit of an agitator. He likes to agitate, if you will, and get after it a little bit. He wrote me yesterday and via, Hyattsville, Hyattsville. I couldn't think of the city. He said, when I tweeted after the show, I think it was, about basically my stance, which is, you know, ultimately the station put up a audiogram or whatever Lou calls it about what we talked about yesterday on the show. And I said, I tagged it. I said, there are a lot of different issues here. I don't blame, and I tagged Phil Mendelson, Chairman Mendelson, for wanting more time. And I hold on to that. I have not backed down from that. I said, but I think public hearings and independent studies could cost the deal. And I truly do believe that. And Chris in Hyattsville, who, again, likes to stir the pot a little bit, as do I, so there's nothing wrong with it, at Coxon00, says, because literally every independent economic study on publicly financed stadiums concludes that they are a waste of money. To which I responded, they aren't in my book, not if you're taking in all factors that a lot of the bean counter economics economists don't do. And he said, that's what economists do. They consider all factors. And I said, not the ones that I've read. And I've read a bunch over a long time of looking at this stuff and studying this stuff. And the bean counter economists, in my opinion, are very similar to the analytics amigos, those that are living in a shoebox, those that can't see beyond just the obvious and what's right in front of them. I've read the Andrew Zimbalists of the world, and I've read Field of Schemes and all that at various times, and I'm sure I'm missing something, but the bottom line is, I truly don't believe these economists that study stadium development growth and all of that truly look at every factor that goes in, and why city and county and state governments are willing to help. Now, sometimes they're not willing to help, and that's why a team leaves, as we have seen many times, St. Louis to Los Angeles, you know, the Cleveland Browns of all teams to the Baltimore Ravens, the Baltimore Colts to the Indianapolis Colts, so on and so forth. And even now currently in baseball, the Oakland Athletics are no more. They're playing in Sacramento. They'll be in Las Vegas, in a couple of years. We all know there's a lot going on with the Tampa Bay Rays. The stadium game, if you will, to me, is much more relevant and important and real than anything to do with any stupid team name or anything like that, okay? This is much, much, much more important and much more real, and I'm more willing to spend time on it, talking about it. And I admit I don't know everything, but I have read a lot of these bean counters. I have read a lot of these studies, and I honestly, maybe I'm missing it, I don't see the impact that I'm often looking for. And what I mean by that is, and again, I cited two specific examples yesterday, and they're right here in our backyard, right? Capital One Arena and Nationals Park. Are economists taking whatever money a city government puts in, or a county or a state government, and looking at, hey, not only what taxes and tax revenue and money and all of that that a stadium brings through or an arena brings in to the local economy by the patrons that come and spend a lot of money going to events there. Not only do they just kind of look at that and say, well, it takes a long time to make up the money that you invested. So, and Chris's point was, by the time you make up the money that you invested, the team is looking for capital improvements or different concessions or more money, either a new stadium or, again, improvements. And I say, yes, some of that is true. If not, a good amount of it is true. It's not cheap to build these structures in any way, shape, or form. But I would ask this, even though politics are very confusing, and even though politics can be very, very, very much misleading, I would ask this, why are so many city, county, and state governments so willing to invest money, whether it be public money, which it often is the reason why this is held up, or, I guess, to approve certain various infrastructure type things if the project is largely privately financed, so on and so forth. Why are governments, city, district, county, state, what have you, so eager to continuously invest and to spend money and to fight and work through the politics of this? Why? If they don't bring in revenue that you simply didn't have. If they don't have something that every city needs. And here's what I mean by that. The revenue part is obvious. Again, people can scream and bitch and moan about low-income housing. I'm sorry, I don't give a damn. Find your own housing, okay? Sorry. You don't have to live there. Go find somewhere else to live. Number one. And maybe that's not the nicest thing to say, but that's just the reality. Number one, low-income housing does not bring in any money. And most importantly, why I think city, state, and local governments are willing to invest is not only the money that these facilities bring in tourism, tax revenue, and all sorts of things, is, again, they completely, in almost every case, revitalize a neighborhood and build something special essentially out of nothing. And we've talked about Chinatown and what it used to be before Capital One Arena. We talked about Navy Yard and what it used to be before Nationals Park. I remember when they built Jacobs, now Progressive Field in Cleveland, in downtown Cleveland. It was a disaster. It was a war zone there. And right across the street, Quicken Loans Arena, and now they call it, I don't know, Rocket Mortgage Field House or whatever the hell you call it. There is a reason why government continues to support and fund parts of, and every deal is different, these stadiums and these particular investments. It is not under any way, shape, or form because they are investing the money to intentionally lose money. Sometimes, certain numbers can be fudged, maneuvered, what have you. And you say, really? Wait a second. We spent $1.5 billion and it might take us, I don't know, 20 years to get that $1.5 billion back or whatever the numbers might be. How is that worth it? And a lot of times, I don't even think that's the reality, but that's the way some of these bean counters and economists look at it, number one. Number two, what they don't realize and what there cannot be a price tag on, and this is so important, is a certain city or civic pride. And what I mean by that is, and I think you guys know this, right? If Washington, D.C. were to get RFK Stadium back and the Washington Commanders back under any name, there is a certain city pride, a Washington, D.C. pride, and an identification point and a conduit hub that is immeasurable, that cannot under any circumstances be looked upon as not being a revenue generator or a revenue enticer for sports fans, football fans, and non-sports fans because of the activity and the events that are going to be held there. It is not just a local attraction, it becomes an immediate national attraction. Do you think when the Commanders, whether they are at the current stadium or whether they are at new RFK Stadium, whatever they're going to call it, do you think that when NBC on Sunday Night Football in front of 20 million people or whatever it is, and we know those are approximate because we know television ratings are BS, do you think that that doesn't have any impact, any potential feasible financial impact? Hey, honey, look at that stadium. Look at how gorgeous that is. That's the belle of the ball. That's the newest thing. Let's go on vacation next year. Oh, wait a second. Taylor Swift is playing. Oh, wait a second. The Women's World Cup. Oh, wait a second. WrestleMania 35, or I guess at that point 37 or 38, is in Washington, D.C. Let's go. Let's make a weekend out of it. Let's make a week out of it. Let's go to the city. Let's stay in hotels. Let's eat at restaurants. Let's contribute tax revenue. Why? Because of the stadium. That's where the idea, that's where the exposure, that's where the advertisement, that's where the enticement comes in. And that is impossible to measure. That is impossible to measure. What kind of spur and growth for the local economy in so many different ways does a sports stadium, which becomes an entertainment stadium, which becomes an entertainment district year-round, what kind of development and economic spur and growth that does for everyone? It is not just about what comes into the stadium. And for economists that haven't figured out that they can't even possibly get their hands on the kind of raw numbers that I'm talking about, right? Like when they say, well, the Super Bowl is estimated. I heard Mark Ein this morning say, I think, you know, the Super Bowl is estimated to bring in like $1.2 billion or whatever it was. If you can bring in a Super Bowl, if you can bring in WrestleMania, if you can bring in WrestleMania for two nights, and hell, by then it might be three nights, and Raw and SmackDown and NXT and this and that, how in the world do they not consider that part of what the public investment was for the stadium, right? We're publicly investing money into a facility that is a football stadium, but an entertainment facility that has year-round usage and brings in year-round revenue, not to mention whatever else goes on that footprint and whatever else goes on that property. Is low-income housing? Is a park or a playground bringing in that kind of revenue? Hell no. Hell no. Why do you think all of these governments, even though they fight, even though they squabble about it, even though they want more time, even though they want public hearings, why do you think in a lot of cases, not every case, as we mentioned, why do you think in a lot of cases they eventually give it and agree and green light the expenditure? Because there is something you cannot put an exact price tag on. The impact, not only from an economic standpoint, but from a cultural standpoint, from a, hey, I'm proud to be a Washingtonian. Look at this. Look at what we have in our city. Look at how important we are. Look at our city and the Capitol building and the Washington Monument and the White House and other things being featured and focused on Sunday Night Football, Monday Night Football, Thursday Night Football, the NCAA Final Four, WrestleMania, SummerSlam, whatever it might be. Taylor Swift, the Women's World Cup, for God's sakes. There is no way that you can get an accurate number for the total economic impact. And again, it's not just the economic impact, it's the cultural impact. And by cultural impact, I mean, again, hey, showing off, promoting Washington, D.C., the nation's capital, and what you can do and see here, which brings in that money. And then on top of that, the feeling of, hey, I don't live in, just to use an example, Texarkana. I don't live in the sticks. I live in a major city, the most important city to some in America, right? And we should do important things here. We should do big things here. Now, if economists can't figure that out, I can't help them. All I know is what I know and what I see and the tangible impact of what I see every day in Navy Yard, what I've seen hundreds and hundreds of times visiting Capital One Arena, and what will happen at the new RFK. That being said, I also understand there is a completely different side of this. And one of my guys reached out with a very strong email and a smart email, and I want to read that next. That presents a different perspective and a different view. So we started off kind of setting the table with a criticism of Chris in Hyattsville about the money, the revenue, what economists see, what economists do. They consider all factors, blah, 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 blah. We're going to give you another perspective that I don't know if you're going to like coming up next on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
All right, everybody, welcome back. Good to have you with us on a Friday in the nation's capital and beyond. Team 980 and the Odyssey app. Away we go. 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. So before we get to Mark Ein, who was on with the Junks this morning, minority owner, of course, or co-owner, whatever you want to call him, of the Commanders, and very much involved in not only the Mubadala City Open, coming to DC in late July, but also, of course, the building of RFK Stadium. I did want to get to this. My friend David Cassidy, who is a great contributor to the show. We email back and forth a lot. He listens all the time. He lives in Ohio, but he used to be a D.C. resident, used to work in media, what have you. And he'll write me and often always make me think, right? And he wrote me late last night, and I asked him permission if I could use it, because I don't always just read emails, just because I'm not sure people want that on the air. So I asked. David said, yes, fine, whatever. So I wanted to read this. And I wanted to set the table with this. And he said, hey, Chris, the Commanders owners should run, not walk, back to Maryland to see about building their Showplace Stadium there. The team already owns the land. They can build the new one while they continue to use the old one there. Go to a game, watch the new place go up. Plenty of parking, not at the RFK site. Plenty of room to tailgate, not at the RFK site. Metro access that can be improved there. The new stadium would likely be closer to the metro stop. Shuttles could run to the stadium. DC has big money problems with no improvement in sight. No doubt pressure's on the council members not to reduce services residents want and need. With public hearings being scheduled now, one council member says this thing could drag into the late fall. And he says, in parentheses, sarcastically, Merry Christmas. And opponents will probably find a way to delay a decision well into next year. He says the nostalgia thing is nice, but many years ago, the author Thomas Wolfe wrote a book called You Can't Go Home Again. It's never really the same. And if you accept that, going home is okay. But the RFK site means very little to young fans who have no memory of it. David continues. They are the team's target demographic, not the old guard. The current stadium was thrown up fast and cheap by Cook and then not managed properly by Dan Snyder. So sure, people stayed away. Who could blame them? If they build a football palace in Maryland and have a good team playing there, people will show up for the games and concerts and all of the other stuff with plenty of elbow room, David continues. And he said, without the politics and problems you get in D.C., keep up the good work. All right. So listen, my spin on this is not for everybody. Okay. I have never been opposed to them building the new stadium on the current stadium footprint in Landover, Maryland. I always understood the spiritual and emotional attachment to Washington, D.C. and the RFK site. I've said many times years ago, you know, when the late Pete Medhurst and I were doing the show every day, I said, you know, to the audience and to Pete, I said, hey, what if the new ownership group brings home the Commanders, Washington football team, whatever it was at the time that I would say this, and I've said it many times since they become the Commanders, what if they bring that home, that team home, to RFK and to the district in lieu of changing the name back, which, as we know, is not going back to Redskins, and even with Kevin's report earlier this week about, you know, some form of uniform, blah, 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 and all that, which I don't care about. And I said, what if they do that? What if that is their number one goal on their agenda? And it very much was the number one goal on their agenda. And I didn't know that. I guessed that. I thought that. And I can't blame them for that. But what if David's point is right? And we've talked around the horn, no offense, about that in some way, shape, or form over many years and many discussions. Are they better off just staying where they are, where they have the property, where they own the property, where you have a government that, by every indication, is willing, very willing, to invest in infrastructure, and where you don't have some of the issues that you have with the DC Council, right? So here's the deal. If the Commanders don't get a deal done by July 15th, the understanding is it opens the door back up for negotiation with Maryland, right? And Landover. And a lot of people feel, oh, that won't happen. No chance. No chance they would pull out. I can't tell you that it would happen. But I could tell you that I wouldn't be upset if it happened. For me, it doesn't make any difference where the stadium is. Like, spiritually, I want you guys to be happy. I want you guys to have that if you can't have your name back. But to me, I'm going to go to the games one way or the other if I'm still alive. I'm going to go in Raljohn, or I'm going to go in D.C. I'm going to go, period. Makes no difference to me. But I want you guys to be happy. But I also understand what, and I've always said this, what an easier path is. Not easy, easier. And that is certainly building in Landover, as David kind of, you know, goes through and says. So here's the question before we hit the break and the trending alert. At 301-230-0980, where are you right now? July 15th is the supposed deadline. There's a public hearing scheduled for July 29th and 30th. Phil Mendelson says a vote could theoretically be held soon after that. There are concerns that this could go into October, September, perhaps even later. Where are you at right now? Does it really matter to you? Does it really matter to you if a new Taj Mahal type stadium with all the bells and whistles is ultimately built next to the current one? Does it really matter to you? Or is it just something that you would prefer and like? I think that's a different argument. I would prefer and like it to be in DC for many reasons that we discussed. But I have no problem with it if it's in Landover. Absolutely none. All right, time for a trending alert. It is brought to you by Amazon. If you love deals, you'll love this. Prime Day is lasting 4 days this year. That's 4 days of unbelievable deals in every category you can think of. So you can save big on everything you're into. Shop Prime Day July 8th through July the 11th. Let's do the trending alert right here, right now on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app. Lots of NBA news. You'll hear from Will Dawkins. He was a guest of both the Junkies and Kevin Sheehan earlier this morning on what the Wizards did not only last night, but really over the last 3 days, including the big trade for CJ McCollum and then two first-round picks on a Wednesday night. Meanwhile, everything not kosher in Toronto as Masai Ujiri, who was once thought to be an eventual fit here in Washington, that obviously not going to happen now, is out as vice chairman and president of the Toronto Raptors, Maple Leaf Sports and Entertainment, announcing on Friday morning. He served 13 years in that role and helped them win their only NBA championship. So Masai Ujiri is now out of Toronto, he is available eventually to be hired by another NBA organization. Meanwhile, the Philadelphia 76ers picking up Andre Drummond's $5 million option for 25-26. Tonight in Major League Baseball, the Nationals are back at it again. Late night Nats, as is the case when you're in Anaheim. First pitch scheduled late tonight for 9:38 Eastern time. That's 9:38 Eastern time. The Angels are all the way back to 500 at 40-40. The Nationals anything but, 15 games under 500 at 33-48 tonight. They will throw out Jake Irvin to the bump against Jose Soriano. You can hear it, 106.7 The Fan, the Odyssey app, and the Nats Radio Network. And that's what's trending.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth. For a healthier heart,
for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
All right, good to have you with us right here on a rainy Friday all throughout the DMV and perhaps beyond, wherever you might be, whether you're listening live on the T980 on the radio or on the Odyssey app, or whether you're listening on demand. We're always live and free on the Odyssey app. Anytime you want us, every segment, every hour, every show, every day, on the Team 980 on the Odyssey app with the team980.com or wherever you get your podcast. So a couple of different things here. We opened up with a tweet from Chris in Hyattsville, basically lambasting local government, saying they never make the money back. All the economists agree. Everything is, and I totally dispute that. Completely dispute that. And I've given many reasons why. Again, it is not just a dollars and cents. It is an overall economic and civic impact that sports stadiums, entertainment venues, and arenas, if you will, give and provide to not only a local impact, but also to a national impact, especially when it comes to football stadiums and what now are basically being built to get revenue to that property and to that site 360-ish days a year, which is a football stadium along with an entertainment district. Then we had an email from our friend David Cassidy, who, and I totally understand, said, hey, if he was the Washington Commanders ownership group, he would run to Landover. Because they own the property, you have less political football to deal with, you have less potential opposition, you don't have an absolute slam dunk of a deal, right? There's never a slam dunk of a deal, I don't think, in politics and in government, but you have seemingly a much bigger slam dunk opportunity in Landover. But that's also not where the ownership group wanted to go, and that's also not where a lot of the fan base wants to go. So I ask you, a couple of weeks here before this deadline, and after we found out that public hearings would be held at the end of July and that a vote soon thereafter might be had after they commission an independent study that they're going to get in mid-July, stuff we talked about yesterday, where are you at right now? Are you already thinking this ain't going to be worth it? Are you already thinking this isn't going to happen? Are you already of the belief that July 15th is a drop-dead deadline, and if you can't get it, then the Commanders are going to have no other choice if they want to bring in the 2031 Women's World Cup, if they want to bring in WrestleManias and all that, if they want to play the 2030 NFL season at the new stadium as opposed to the old stadium? Where are you at? 301-230-0980. Let's get out to the phones and hook up with our guy, John, in Falls Church, who always provides a different perspective. And John is with us here on the Team 980. Hello, John. How are you?
Good, Chris. How are you?
I am doing great, John. Thanks.
I usually agree with you on a lot of sports things, but this one, I'm not overlapping a ton. Give me just 1 minute, and
take
you can respond.
Take your time.
So, first of all, I'm a big sports fan. You're a sports host. There are a lot more people in the D.C. area that aren't those things. For instance, one thing you haven't said in terms of economic impact, there's alternative ways to do. They could sell off 3/4 of the land to developers and put the nation's best library/playground/park all in one spot and have that as the amenity as opposed to stadium. So that leads me to the next part. This is not the same as Navy Yard or Chinatown because it's going to be used at most 20 events a year, at most. maybe 25 if every single concert gets to go there. And then that it's going to be for the ultra rich.
Right.
Like, none of those things are going to be for anyone, not for the people who live necessarily in D.C. Yeah, there's some very rich people in D.C., but you're going to only, the kids at school are going to be the ones who are the rich kids, mm-hmm. whose parents are paying $500 to go to football games or $500 right. to go see some concert.
Taylor Swift or whoever.
Yeah, and that's fine, but that's, I don't think, and that brings me to my last point. If you're watching on TV, you don't care that it's in D.C. versus right next door. If you're actually going to come all the way here for Taylor Swift or whoever, you're rich as heck already. You're going to take an Uber wherever you're going to go. Doesn't matter if it's a $200 Uber or a $50 Uber to that person. And, you know, have you changed your travel plans at all? Did you go to Jerry World so you could see a concert? Did you go to SoFi Stadium yet because you heard it's so great and you weren't going to visit L.A., but now you're going out there because they have a really nice stadium?
I would say no, I haven't done that exact thing, but I can't tell you that, you know, and you know I'm a big wrestling fan, right? When WrestleMania was at SoFi Stadium, when WrestleMania was at Allegiant Stadium in Las Vegas, that's not a huge attraction to me. Like, I'd love to go check out those places. I'd love to go to a concert or a football game or whatever it might be. I'm a stadium person, okay? And I realize that's not everybody. But here's the thing that I wanted to, you know, mention with you, right? So you said they would be better off selling the land as opposed to and building a library or building a playground or what have you to a private developer, right? And I do understand that. However, I guess what I don't know is, A, with the complicated transfer of the land from the federal government to the local government, can they actually just sell the land? Number one. Number two, to bring in the revenue. I don't believe they can, but I would have to dig into that. Okay. Number two, if you
build a 200-year lease or not, it doesn't really, whatever they're going to do for the current situation, they could mirror that in any deal they make.
Yeah, but I think that was a specific clause, if I remember correctly, that they could build a sports stadium on it or needed to or something like that. I'm going to have to double check that. I don't know if they can just outright sell that piece of property for $750 million, just for argument's sake, to Smith Construction Group. Just using them as a blank construction group, who then is going to privately develop and build whatever they want, whether it be a library, a Starbucks, a park, a school, low-income housing, what have you. I don't think they can do that. I could be wrong, but I don't think they can do that without going through a mess of politics. Again, I could be wrong on that, but I don't think they can. As far as the cost, hey, listen, I'm totally with you. The cost of these things are absolutely absurd. And yes, a lot of people are excluded and are counted out, if you will, because they just don't have that room in their budget. I get it. I understand that. But I would also say this, then why does any structure of any sort, of any significance, actually exist? Do you think people can stay at, I don't know, hotels that are in the district that cost $750 a night? Do you think every Tom, Dick, and Harry can do that? So there are buildings, there are structures, there are businesses, there are attractions, there are items that a lot of people that exist that a lot of people can't afford. The common man can't afford. So should we not build anything unless it is very, very, very quote unquote affordable? Or should we build and hopefully it uplifts the entire economy so that it can fund more schools, more playgrounds, more recreational sports complexes like they're planning at RFK over 90 acres? I think it's 90 acres or something like that, that they're planning on building as part of the RFK renovation and redevelopment. So that's the problem that I have is, yes, I understand all your points and you make a lot of good points. And I get it. It's not for everybody and not everybody's going to benefit. But the overall city, the overall area, not to mention the overall economy, is going to benefit much more than if you have, again, just just private housing, whether it be low-income housing, medium housing, or just condos and rich people living there on that site, it is going to benefit in many more ways, I believe, than doing all that. Not to mention, you still have to provide infrastructure. You still have to have all sorts of things go politically correct, if you will, without a plan right now in place to do all that. So, to me, you've got the plan in place. You've got the plan agreed to. Let's be adults. Let's find a way to make it work for both sides. And let's understand that the bottom line reason for building a place like this is not just to make Josh Harris happy. It's to make a lot of people happy. It's to make a lot of people want Washington, D.C. to be a target destination instead of going to Philadelphia or Miami or Orlando or New York or Boston. You might come here instead, and you might spend googles and oogles of money because you're here, not just at the stadium, but in the Washington, D.C. area, right?
Yeah, I mean, some of the stuff that you discussed were kind of off from what I was saying, but I get what your point is. But just to close out this part, I wasn't saying that you could just press a button, and I wasn't saying just sell off the land to whoever wants to buy it immediately. I was saying if the centerpiece was a public-private work, like a library, and there was a master plan that built out the area, like that, just to argue your point that you doubt what the economists say, you know, there are other alternatives to create a lot of revenue that might not cost the city as much. So there are different ways to have a centerpiece that is even more accessible that costs the city and its residents less.
I'd love to argue this more, John, but we'll have to do it another time. It's a good call, and it's a good way to start the show.
Thanks for the call.
And obviously, I'm very appreciative of your input because you make some good points. And there is more than just a football stadium and more than just an entertainment venue at stake here. There is much more than that. We'll explain more on that on the other side. Plus, we'll get to Scott, Nate, Athan, Paulie, and you at 301-230-0980 on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app. All right, good to have you with us right here on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app. Why don't we do this? Why don't we squeeze in another call here before the top of the hour to keep the line going? Why don't we go, Metal Chris, to line two, Scott in Odenton. He wants to weigh in on the Team 980. Scott, good afternoon. How are you?
Good, Chris. How you doing today?
I'm doing good, Scott. What's going on?
I was calling because, it would be awesome if Washington moved back to the RFK site, but ultimately, I'm fine with wherever they want to move as long as it's not, like, by Richmond.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, I know when Larry Hogan was governor at Maryland, they made some deal, I guess, with Snyder, where if they built the stadium next to the old or the current stadium, they would put, like, $400 million into infrastructure and, I guess, like a town center.
Yep.
I could see the current ownership group using this as like something in their back pocket, because I know Mark Guyon had said something to the junkies a few weeks ago where there's no plan B, this is our only plan.
Mm-hmm.
But in reality, everybody knows if it doesn't work out with DC, they could go back to that plan with Maryland and even maybe ask for a little bit more money for infrastructure, because Maryland would benefit from all the money that new stadium would generate. Also, you know, they're losing Six Flags this year at the end of the summer, I think. So I'm sure they'd like to, you know, get some more revenue with a new stadium, by the current Northwest Stadium. Real quick, though, if they were to build a new stadium in Landover, Raljohn, wherever,
mm-hmm.
Would they knock down the current stadium, even though I think PG County is supposed to take ownership after the lease is up with the Commanders?
Well, obviously it depends on how exactly they structure whatever the new deal is. But being that they own the property, right, and you have the Maryland Stadium Authority and you have Prince George's County and all that, I believe the way I understand it is under the current agreement that they have with DC and whatnot, that they promised and signed a letter of agreement with Maryland that they would not only be responsible for the destruction of the current Northwest Stadium, but also to do something, I believe, I forget exactly how the language is written, but to do something positive with the property, meaning they're not just going to destroy the stadium, take the stadium down, right? The old stadium. And this is obviously if they go to DC, that they're not just going to take the stadium down and then leave that property barren and not do anything with it, right? Because again, they own that property. So I would imagine if they build a new stadium next door, they, of course, eventually bring down that stadium, once the new stadium is open. And then that part of the property gets open for, again, corporate redevelopment, not corporate redevelopment, like economic, entertainment redevelopment, and so on and so forth. Or I guess you could just maybe do more parking. I don't know. But I'm sure they would do something that makes that property worth something 360-ish days a year. Entertainment, hospitality, restaurants, bars, casinos, sports books, shopping, high-end, medium shopping, whether it be medium-income housing, low-income housing, whatever it might be, where they can turn that property into something that generates revenue and generates civic pride and duty for 360-ish days a year, that's what they're going to do. I don't know exactly what they're going to do because that hasn't come to fruition just yet, but I know there's all sorts of deals in place if they build at the new RFK or at the current RFK that they're not going to be able to just abandon the current stadium and the current stadium site, basically like RFK currently is abandoned in Washington. So I know that's a long-winded way of saying it, but trust me, they will take care of it. They will get it done because, again, it's in their interest. They own the property. I got to run for the top of the hour. Appreciate you. Good call. And we'll let you run on that. 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. We'll get some more calls on the other side. Top of the hour. We'll get into the Wizards. We'll get into the Nets. We'll get into Justin Tucker as well, suspended for 10 games by the NFL. That happened right at the end of our show yesterday. So we've got a lot to come on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.